Half a century ago, locals knew the Gothic structure at the foot of State Street as the D&H Building, what was once the stately home of Delaware and Hudson Railway offices and headquarters for the Albany Evening Journal newspaper on Broadway, has been occupied by SUNY since the late 1970s. Nancy Zimpfer is SUNY Chancellor.
SUNY Plaza was designed by a local architect, Marcus T. Reynolds. Many of you who know your history know that. It was designed to be the headquarters for the Delaware and Hudson Railroad. We have people who work in this building today whose parents and grandparents and even great-grandparents worked here. Many people still know the building as the D&H Building, which is fine and dandy as long as you slip in, SUNY Plaza. So we like both.
Part of the reason for the million-dollar upgrade, making the building more accessible, more people-friendly. The freshly landscaped plaza in front of the building, already home to a weekly farmer's market, now features a new sidewalk and circular pedestrian drop-off area for cars.
We had grounds to take care of. We had water and electrical and drainage issues, and thought that this renovation would be the best opportunity to fix some of those problems as well.
Zimpfer says the front doors will be open during business hours so people can stroll through the Hall of Flags and take in a display of student artwork.
Over the next weeks, months, and a couple of years, because we think we can celebrate the centennial till 2018, we will have book signings, we'll have speakers, we'll have art exhibits.
Commercial businesses are also expected to move in. Michael Castellana, president and CEO of CEFQ and chairman of the board of Capitalize Albany Corporation, expects more great changes are in store for Albany, referring to the economic competition worth $500 million, colloquially known as the Upstate Hunger Games.
When we win the Upstate Revitalization Initiative, hopefully you got that on film. When we win that, you will see a transformation of this city and this region like you have never seen before. So please, between now and when the winners are actually announced, please mention that to whoever you can and influence so that we get those economic development monies and we can change the lives that we will truly change.
One, two, three.
The ribbon cutting kicked off a year-long celebration of the System Administration Building's centennial anniversary. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.